Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
It's the all-new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar, a razor designed to give you a quick and easy shave. It combines shaving and gentle exfoliation into one efficient stroke. The bar in the handle removes unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blades, giving you a shave as quick and easy as washing your face, so you can look like you put in an effort, effortlessly. Gillette, the best a man can get.
They said it was all about knowledge. And now I feel like I got most of it all. Dre, drop it.
Service, never nervous. Why am I claiming the grade? Cause I deserve it. His title is vital. I've even seen
playing Socko.
I think you're drunk.
Now I'm ready to Rocko.
Hey, y'all. I think I got a cold a little bit, even though it's hot outside. Welcome to what we about to hear. This is a product of WBNN, and we are broadcasting live from Nagos. And if you're listening, I'm calling from Philly. I'm literally in the middle of the street right now. Thank you, people, for letting me use your phone. Because my phone went home like E.T. God done it. But tonight's show is going to be a revolutionary eyes. And I said eyes, not lies. Eyes show. Because y'all going to be able to see a little bit differently from the conversations being said. I'm sorry, people, I haven't got a chance to text all the people and tell them about the show. So this show is for the perfect people that actually took time to listen or actually took time to get in. We're going to find out. I didn't even get a chance to post it on Facebook yet. That's how bad this is. You know what I'm saying? About to get hit by a car, the nigga going backwards. The hell's going on here? It's a one-way street. Imagine that. But since this show is going to go viral, I might as well give it to you all. Welcome to Truth Tell. This your true friend, Will of God. You can dial that number, 605-516-453-9133. You got to press 1. Listen again. If you'd like to speak to anybody who's about to speak tonight, press 1 just to get on the air. If not, the producer, Brother O, better known as Ngozi, or DJ Olasky, either one he want to be tonight, he will let me know by text that you are ready to speak. If you accidentally press 1 and it says you are now in the HQ, then press 1 again and it'll take your hand down, just because. But make sure you don't have no background noise, because then he's going to cut you. And I can't do nothing about that, even if you was a bad girl family member. But the topic tonight is so viral, so raw. It's like this. Why do individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we as a people strive to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? Now, when I say that, people, I mean it, because you just heard some kids in the background. They all wild and screaming. Yeah. These kids out here now, they're doing dangerous things. They're playing copycat. They don't even want to be what they want to be, because they're scared if they do that, people are going to look at them sideways like, oh, see, you're one of them. You're like, what do you mean? You're the educated one. You shouldn't be here. We all fools and nuts. We don't give a about what we do, what we say, and how we going to be about doing it. You got to be like us or just get out. You in the way. You know what I mean? This is our society. It's growing up to be worse than what we thought it was going to be, because now you got other kids growing up to do it that's younger than the kids that's doing it. Soon you're going to be mad when you start walking out seeing a damn 3-year-old with a gun. I guarantee that's going to make you smile. Oh, yeah. Look at, you know, y'all people so dumb. Listen, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to be raw tonight. Y'all ain't going to like me. I don't care. I'll explain myself later. But imagine if you got kids, right? And they in your house and they seeing you walking around with a gun, playing with it, keeping it on the table because you know somebody might come in because you're doing something either right or not right. It doesn't matter. You're scared to death because you're living in fear because you know somebody going to come in your house because they're hungry or they want to get you. Or they want to get got. Or they want to just do something impossible. You know, that's our new society that we're about to move into, thanks to the government. FEMA camp's going to be like your new hospital. You know what I'm saying? Go to the FEMA camp for a hospital. There you go. Get everything you need right at FEMA. Everybody's going to be happy about that, too. But what I'm trying to tell you is, when you see a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, because they know how to talk at the damn early age of, I don't know what it is. But when they start walking around with guns, playing with it like, psh, you be like, hold up, what are you doing? Now imagine if they get 6 or 5 and they know how to take the damn gun apart, put it back together, clean it, then put it back together and take a shot. Now we're looking like God done it. So how do we make our kids up to now? I said to now, because that's a new word I just made up. Think about me. This is a spontaneous show, so whatever I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing it. If it sound right, is in it. If it don't, because I'm stupid. I might be just dumb. Dumb enough to listen to y'all, because y'all trying to tell me something new, something different. Well, obviously, we can't get along because somebody don't want to see nobody get up. That's another problem. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce y'all, right? I'm going to introduce y'all something beautiful. I got people on the line with me right now, lined up, ready to go. You ever hear that thing, go, go, Power Rangers? Or is it something else? I don't know what it is, but they really ready to go. Now, what I want them to do when they go, when they come on, just because of the fact of time and all this other mess that's going to happen, because we're going to have millions of people listening, I already know, because they're calling a friend that has a friend, and they want them to tune in and say, yo, check out this boy with a guy on Tooth Arrow. He about to give it to him. Damn right. Hardcore. This is an open forum, so you may speak your mind. Try not to curse just in case kids be out there, like, listening. But if you got to curse, hey, look, you ain't going to hurt my ears. I know Jesus. I know God. I know how to turn away, too. And I know how to listen. But what I'm trying to tell y'all people is the realness that's going to come out of each and every individual that you're going to hear tonight. If they get on the show, amen. That's the people that's going to call the future. Right now, we're living in the present. And as of right this second, it's the past. The people that I got y'all lined up to hear after this damn song is First Minister Amber Williams. And when y'all do it, when they come on, I would love for everybody who come on and then do it afterwards if you have. But the whole people that's going to talk, because I don't know if they're going to get it in, give up your following first, right? Say like, yo, my name is what's called it, and here's my following, and here's my Cash App. Please, everybody that's calling tonight, give your Cash App just in case somebody want to donate and bless your soul. You understand? I'm going to be right. So after this song, we got First Minister Ammon Williams. Second, Legend Noel. Third, Amina She Said What Thompson. Fourth, Miss Transparency. Then, Clever One. And after that, whatever it is, discussion of Brother O. So DJ Arlax, if you allow me to shut up, I will say amen. Kill.
High energy, full with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge in the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of matter what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, the into the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the same whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read D equals the D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. The heart equals an artist that won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's the formula.
But those who want to comprehend will again be in the midst of the brother. Unlike another in any way, cause Trey don't play, say what the others say. Originality is a must whenever I bust. The funky composition is crushed and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential. Be getting hyped cause Trey rocking the instrumental. Nothing like what you've heard before and more. Never let see, I don't fess. I mean, I'm like fresh if not the freshest. When I'm expressing my thoughts on, finally you can help but listen up and get caught on. Because I cook when I pick up a pen and begin in the end, it's dope, that's cause I wanna win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a dot, what is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's- that's the formula.
Making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Shift at the stations, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when under dope style calculated by the great. Wait and see just a second to get caught up in my record. Knew it, not a kid to be warned. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear it, this shit and choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
Y'all trying to get our brother back on the air right now. And of course, listen, call right now 516-453-9133 or do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ngozi Tai, Malchai Media. Oh. There we go. Oh. There you go, my brother.
Yeah, I knew it. I said, wait a minute, am I talking English? I must be talking French because I was like, wee, all the way home. I couldn't even find a home if I had one. God, never mind. Yo, welcome to Truth Town. This is your true friend, Will of God, and God done it. We're going to wake up and make America smell us tonight. This is Philly, y'all. It's actually July 29th, 2022. The time now is 9:48. You're not late, so dial that number. 516-453-91. Press 1 only if you'd like to join the conversation. If you don't want to press one, amen to that too. You can learn to listen. You're going to learn to think tonight, though. I tell you that much. Because this is the topic, and I just want to be rude with it. And I got to let you know, you're going to have a full throttle, so you're going to be able to understand every English language in America after tonight. They're going to help your soul. I got a strong team. I got strong people out there, too. But tonight, your soul going to change. You're going to be different. You might be better. I don't know. Maybe not. Some of y'all stuck in your ways. Can't get out that situation, can't you? Even if you're trying hard, you still, I'm climbing. What? Somebody bung you back down. How they do it? Manipulation. You ever think about that, y'all, when somebody just says something to you and next thing they got you and you look like a big dummy later on, you're like, God, got it. This happened to me. Manipulation. So that's the topic. Why do individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we as a people strive to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? First up, you always say it's the chicken and egg. Y'all can follow me, I forgot. Follow me at YouTube at 2 Will of God or at Instagram at TrueWill_Up_God, or at Twitter at DJ_Chill22. That was very inappropriate for me to do that because we was right in the whole groove. Now you're like, damn, he just messed it up. Well, there goes manipulation. No, I'm sorry. Here's a verse. A first brother, this brother, he's so thorough, y'all don't even know nothing about him. He actually did a play at the Met, and he's about to go on tour, and he moved from Philly, made me mad. And I still ain't catch up with him. I'm going to catch him one day. I'm going to chase him down with a basketball, because he can run ball too, y'all. He'll shoot at you, and he'll talk trash while he's doing it. Yo, man, Dan Wills, what's up, dog? You in the building?
Yeah, can you hear me? I had to unmute.
Yeah, gee, now you know how I feel. Shoot, I'll be muted. Everybody want to mute me. But anyway, what's up, homie? Yo, man, first of all, you got to break wind and let them know exactly who they speaking to. And then the topic at hand. Yo, tell them all your ways, man.
My name is Aaron Williams. I'm an associate minister at the Deliverance Evangelist Church in Philadelphia. Recently migrated to Georgia, a little bit south of Atlanta. You know, had a house down there for 3 years. I just moved down there full time. I'm just here for another 30 days, and then I'm down south boy. I'm gonna see if I can pick up on an accent. Have a CD out, Ring Your Heart. You know, a few songs the Lord gave me when I was personally going through some stuff. You know, repentance, rebellion, repentance, rebellion. You know, and as the Lord did some things in me, he gave me a few songs in the midst of all that. You know, our God is faithful. But for the topic, you know, I'm getting to questions again because I definitely have some stuff that I wanted to say regarding that. As far as manipulation. You know, like I was trying to tell you earlier when we were talking on the phone, because it's not a quick answer. You know, I was in a house and I was waiting for someone, and the parent said, "Tell me what it is. You know, you won't get in any trouble." And I just looked over at them and the kids looked at each other, and told the truth. And then when they told the truth, they yelled at him, cursed at him, told him to go upstairs to their room. So I was like, what? Beginning manipulation starts at an early age. We as children learn from our parents. we learn from our parents. We pick up the wrong thing. The problem is we pick up the wrong thing a lot faster than we pick up the right thing. You know, and then when you have a society that rewards those who have the answer, you know, people are, you know, by any means, you got by any means necessary generation. Then you got the generation that says the ends justify the means generation. So when you have that in your society, and that's an underlying or undertow in society, people, you know, get by whichever way they can. You know, and then when we reward those types, you know, and not to say that some people don't do it honestly, but how can I trust you? You know, I'm going to say this, and then I'm a step off it. I was talking to a young guy. I didn't really know him, but I knew him from being around the neighborhood. And I don't even remember what the conversation was, but we disagreed. And I looked at him. I said, you know that's not right. He said, why are you disrespecting me, old head? I said, what you mean disrespect? I said, that's called disagreement. See, there you go. Why are you that's disrespectful? I'm like, what? When you have a society or a generation that cannot disagree, if I can't disagree with you, we have adults that will disagree or that will come to a decision or a disagreement. And even when I give you facts, even when I give you information and you recognize that I'm right or I recognize you're right on the most part, the adult won't say or do the right thing and say, oh, I understand that. Oh, I got it. Oh, I see. Oh, I was wrong. They won't do that. They'll double down on being wrong. I'll double down on being wrong. And we are afraid to, I don't want to say lose faith, but we are afraid to be we put up a facade of this of success that's not true success. And if anyone challenges that, you know, it shows. It shows in the bank account, not what you wear, not what you drive. You know, it shows in your bank account. You know, it shows your the richness of what people are trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish in this generation. You know, and I know I'm jumping all over the place, but, you know, it's because of education. You know, we're not taught money. You know, we see what people do with money on a large scale. You know, the hip hop artists, the, you know, the movie producers, the movie stars. But then when it comes to education about money, as a society, culture, we're not taught that. And most of us learn it by trial and error or by the things that we do growing up in life. But it's not something that we bring back, you know, and teach culturally or to the next generation. So I hope I hit the point that you were asking. But that's my spiel. You know, as a minister, I always want to throw sin in there, you know, because of sin. You know, I always want to throw that in there. But even in the Bible, you know, it was easy. You see stories of people that were envious, that were jealous, that didn't get along, that disagreed, that even went to the point of killing, you know, in war and whatever, because of disagreement, because they can't see eye to eye, you know. And as long as we at each other's throats, we're going to always have it. To me, we'll always have that kind of issue in our society, in our culture, in our neighborhoods.
Yo.
So Pastor Wendy, there you go. All right.
This is one freaking show that I ain't gonna never forget. But hey, Mr. Edwin, you never gave him a Cash App, and you never told him how to get your CD. Cause God damn it, we got people on here, and I want to do something a little ignorant, real quick, really quick, a little ignorancy. I want every single person just to say hi to you real quick that's on here. Legend, can you say what's up real quick and say what's up to Ms. Aaron Williams?
Hey, what's up, people? How y'all doing tonight?
Now, Amina, she said what, Thompson, can you say what's up to Ms. Aaron Williams real quick and say what's up? Wow.
Howdy, people.
Hey, what's up?
Now, Miss Transparency, can you just say what's up to Ms. Ann Williams real quick, just to say, what's up?
Hey, Miss,
how
are you?
All right, and I don't know if Clever One is unmuted or not, but if he is, can you just say what's up to Ms. Ann Williams real quick, we like, what's up?
Clever One in the building saying what's up, you know what I'm saying? Giving a shout out, you know what I mean? We show love out here, you know what I mean? We out here to take over the wilderness.
All right, so now this is what we're going to do. Everybody meet your phones. Everybody meet your phones. And Ms. Ann Williams, can you tell them? Because God done it. I know you can sing. And some of the songs, man, I don't give a damn what nobody say. I'm buying the record. You know what I mean? And let you know what else too, and everybody else is too, Clever One too. Listen, there's a lot of people we can talk about, but man, you really be getting down, man. And some of them don't know what type of time it is, because, you know, you don't let them know too much. You take to yourself, you be all flamboyant, but you be still to yourself. And you still with North Philly, so you try to kill a nigga if you want to, but you change. Thank God for change. But, yeah, can you tell them your Cash App and your album, man?
You got issues. My Cash App is, I guess it's $ministry 1909, and ministry is spelled M-E-N-I-S-T-R-Y, so that would be $ministry 1909. The album, again, is Rend Your Heart. It's actually, you know, it's been out for a few years. I went out on my own, but I rather had got it out of me more than what I was anticipating or looking to really sell it. But I do have, if someone notes me, you know, in Cash App, you know, I'll definitely get it to them. That's what the money is for. I'll definitely get it out, send it out to you. And shipping and handling would be in the price that I would charge. But other than that, man, to me, ministry, singing is ministry. So I'm not like a lounge singer, you know, or club singer. I sing to minister, you know, and I sing because I love it. I sing because I thoroughly enjoy singing and where it puts me, you know. So that's me. So when I'm singing, I sing for a purpose.
I'm loving this, man, because they don't know me and you used to sing. We were singing it when I was singing in the choir at Driving Faith in the National Worship Center. Yeah, y'all can go there too. www.wtfc.org. Yeah, wtfc.org. Almost forgot my own church. But yeah, I was singing, and we know when we go to Blue Mountain, they don't know how you sing when you be actually having a big old smile on your face and you be just joyful to the Lord. And then when people start crying and we start crying, you know God's there. But anyway, I'm going to shut up because we're going to have another track come in. But if you can stay, I guarantee you, each and every one of these brothers and people and the ladies is going to talk. And the callers, they want to talk to you. And they're going to want to talk to them. And we probably going to want to talk to the callers. Now that number 605-562-044. No, I'm sorry. Damn it, I'm doing Sound City Radio. Now that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. Welcome to Truth Tell. This is your true friend, Will of God. You know the questions. Well, I'll let you know when we get back. Hey, Aaron, don't go nowhere. Hey, yo, DJ Olasky, I guess you want to be the honeybee now. Smack him in the head.
This is serious business.
Y'all ready to get hyped or what? We're right about now, the Doc and
the Doctor.
This housing is set, center stage, pumping it just like this. A little something for the brethren with intellect to truly understand it. It's like a message from the one who's getting sanded. Making a mark on the strength with rhyme ain't like nothing. When you're pumping, something that's bumping, did it? Cause it's like I had to make one better than the last one. Close to mistake, none. But something new was needed in the mix to make it as lethal, so lethal that I would think you couldn't be made to invade certain areas. No other jurisdiction, but that was fiction. As you progress and you're enlightened, and the better you're writing by never biting, you're exciting to the crowd, club, congregation, a gathering. Homies in the street, they'll be thinking you OG. Smooth, wordy example of how I'm living. I get in this prime, pumping records that'll blow your mind. I would have been down with rock, but I'd be broke by the punks. I'm opening up my trunk to reveal death. Living it up, my life is like a story. Yelling it, cause nobody else is telling it. Checking it, always getting paid, cause the rap is sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean. What I mean by twist, now you gotta listen. Never a song in a negative, cause I'm a part of what you've been missing. So in total, this is one of the many styles of an artist. Hard it may be, but not my hardest. It's a portion, cup of salted water in the ocean. Rocking it was the notion, this means I needed a potion. So I asked the doctor, D-O-E, could he comply? Looking at me with a grin, he shrugged his head and said, why would you ask me a question, knowing you knew the answer all the time. I make the records you can give us that'll blow their mind. And something melodic. After 30 seconds, Dre looked up and said, I got it like the dope sound. Rolling with a dope beat made me rock a dope rhyme, which was simple cause time equivalent to the greatest. Nobody knew before cause I just decided to make myself apparent once more to deliver to you an order. Let's call it a system. My brother tried to play me like a kid, so I dismissed him. And now I'm ruthless by keeping the crowd grooving. Think it's so righty that you sway your chairs moving, but it wouldn't, it couldn't. It's for a feeling you encounter when you're rocking to the music of the Doc. And Dre is on the cut, so be weary of all moving, but whatever you do, take the time.
to enhance the record by making moves like Smooth, and I'll keep pumping lyrics top of music that'll blow your mind.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Slam the door. You ever slam the door? And you're like, nope, can't get in. You ever get somebody to be running to the door? You be like, nope, can't get in. You ever see somebody and they look like they like from that movie, The Walking Dead, and they walk up to your car and then they go, man, can't get a ride, man. Oh, shit. You know, I'm like, no, man, can't get a ride. You're like, nope, can't get a ride. Yo, this show about to get viral. Okay, listen, all my haters out there, I'm going to let you know my name. Yup, that's my name. You got it now. Figure that one now. The other haters called homegrown haters. A homegrown, see, I'll be making up a lot of different words tonight, so y'all get ready. I don't know what I say out of my mouth, because I just say it. This is a spontaneous show, and I'm just trying to maneuver with it. I got cars driving by with the booming system. I got motorcycles looking like the cripple. Look at it. But the dad's still got a bunny rabbit on the back. Oh, shit. My eyes hurt. God damn it. I need to see binoculars. Don't go nowhere. Oh, they drove away. Damn. That's manipulation. That's called manipulation of the eyes. When your eyes are supposed not to hurt because it's there's Bambi riding on the back. Oh, listen. But when you look about what I'm saying, y'all, we about to have real fun because we have a situation in hand, and we still got Minister Ann Williams in there. The topic tonight, y'all, because y'all don't understand why I'm talking so crazy of getting on everybody's nerves. Y'all probably said, just shut up and go with the show. I'm doing it, man. I'm trying to do it now. But why do individuals, that's the topic, and welcome to 2000, it's your true friend, Will of God, just in case you didn't know, my other name is DJ Chill, do show. But the topic is, why do individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we, as a people, strive to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? Now, I'm going to ask Williams, I know you're still here, thank God for that. But you do have a call that I want to say hi to you. Before we bring in Legend Noel, then after Legend Noel, oh, my God. I mean, if she said what, Thousand Others, you got to believe what she's saying. Miss Transparency, God done in that seat. Cover one and then it's over four. But if we do the maneuvers like this, maybe we could do something really impossible. Because Brother O was up to something. So, hey, Ms. Ann Williams, let me introduce you to this next caller that's calling in real quick. And Legend, hold up, we got you. And everybody else is on hold. Press one. Jerry Potato! I know you was coming because he texted me and said so, which interrupted the show I was going to go. But it's better than life when you do things spontaneous and everybody else can kiss the black areas of life. There's out there, there's a whole bunch of areas of life that's black. You can find one if you go to a theater near you. They'll be there. You're trying to get in or trying to get out. What's up, lady? I'm going to be a nut.
How are
tonight.
You? I want
to
say
trying
hello
to stay
you
black.
And to your guests and to Lev and to your callers. So, all right. Do you want me to answer your question?
First, say hi to Aaron because I know you wanted to.
I said hi to your guests. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Yo, Aaron, she's talking to you. Come on.
Hey, how you doing? How are you?
I'm good,
nice
sweetie. How are you?
I was well.
And everybody, this is a fellow host of WBNN. This is Jerry Pitino. She's got a thing called the Jerry Pitino Show. And my gosh, she know how to do it. And she know how to be a gangster if you need be. Feel me? Talk about it. Anyway, go ahead, Jay. Talk to us, baby. Because God damn, I can't wait to hear what you got to say. Real quick.
So, first of all, I want to say to Aaron that I loved everything you said. You know, I'm a Christian, and, you know, I give all my praises to God on a constant basis, because right now we need God more now than ever. That's how I feel. But as far as manipulation, Will of God, I'm going to say something that might shock you. We all do it on a daily basis without even realizing at times we're doing it. Okay? You know, no. All right, like for instance, it was my granddaughter's 7th birthday today. I was over there tonight. And the way we talk to children, we are manipulating them to do the right things. Okay? With our jobs, right? We use manipulation throughout the day to get the job done properly. And I'm not saying we do manipulation badly. I'm talking about even, you know, good scenarios. There's always manipulation, right? The problem is, too many times, it's not done for the good. And that's where the danger comes in. And once somebody realizes at a young age that their manipulation is working to benefit them, that's when they continue into adulthood. And, you know, is there an answer to correct it? Listen, everything starts in the home, right? And, you know, unfortunately, things have gotten out of control over the last 10 years, really out of control with it. It's like everybody's out for themselves. And, you know, I just thank God that I'm not saying I don't sin and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I thank God for the heart that I have that came from my parents, because I would never, ever manipulate anyone to get what I want that's going to hurt them and only benefit me. So it's really sad, but it starts in the home. And listen, if God's not in the home, there's a problem. Without God, we're nothing. And that's what I had to say.
That is so most excellent. You made me swallow spit. You know what? My mouth all dry. You know what I mean? I know them niggas, they mouth is dry because they probably smoking. Like, yo, man, but she making sense, though, man. Here, pass that over here. Yo, yeah, but she do make sense, man. So he made sense, too. I might go to church Sunday. God done it. Shoot, hey, this is going to be my last one. Here, pass that back. Here you go. Yeah, I got two now, nigga. I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. But you are definitely killing the game. You know how we going to kill this game? We going to make it so special. I want you to give your following right. But before you go away, I want you to say hello to your other friend and you know that you spoke to that's about to come on. You know what I'm saying? Legend Noel. But give your following first real quick.
Well, my show is the same week as Will of God on Tuesday.
Wait,
so mine just
don't
passed.
Don't do it. Stop it. Don't do it. We're doing it incorrectly.
Okay.
It's really incorrectly to do it that way. The only way to do it is by letting Brother O, the honeybee, Mr. DJ Olasky, introduce who the hell this lady is that we're speaking to.
Well, first of all, we want to let all the people out here know who she is, but we're so glad to have our wonderful special guest to get a chance to talk to as well. But, you ready? She is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the 2020, you know, enshrining, and one-time WBNN Host of the Year, and the 2022 Battle Network Stars Champion here at WBNN, the Jersey Jewel, Ms. Jerry Pitino.
Thank you, sweetheart.
She won the network champion. Oh, shoot. Yo, Jerry, this is your year. You might as well start dancing, matter of fact. Shoot, this is what you do. right now, go in the refrigerator and pick out the best food ever. Eat it. And be like, yeah, amen, and amen. No, I'm sorry. But, yeah, Jay, go do your favor, baby.
So my show is going to be 4 weeks from this past Tuesday, 9:30, but I have an incredible, incredible guest. Everybody has to hear this. So I am interviewing Benedito King, Benny King's son. How cool is that? Benny King's son, people.
Damn. See, that's
I
dog.
Know,
that's
baby.
Like an air,
I know.
You know what? You ever get an air freshener? See, that's what I try to tell people, right? They need to go to the damn stores like Bro Nicole Factory and or maybe the thrift store, right, and buy cologne or buy perfume, right? And then if you happen to be doing things that's wrong and you go to people's, like, houses and they got, you know, the wrong thing in there, like dookie all over the place, you got, I got to take a piss. You're like, oh, man, nobody flush the toilet, don't flush. Yo, bring that spray and spray it. Matter of fact, this is what you do. You use it when you go to the tailgating, and you know you got to go in there. You're like, oh, my God, I got to go so bad. You want to pee on everywhere, but the camera's looking at you. The women, they're like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Some of y'all getting a tin and find a bucket. Y'all blessed. We ain't. You know what I mean? We looking crazy. Sometimes
you are
we get
really losing
out of
your mind tonight. You are losing your mind tonight.
No, I'm just taking the truth. Take that damn spray. Take the cologne and spray it in there like 50 times or, you know, or so many times that when you walk in, you be like, oh, I feel like I'm at home. I'm sorry. Yo, let me introduce y'all to the world. Welcome to Truth Tell. This is your true friend, Willa Guy. I told you this is going to be crazy. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. Hey, Jerry, say hello to legend Noel. Ms. Williams, do not go nowhere. Hey, legend, where you at?
He scared him off.
Yeah, legend. Hey, legend Noel, you in the building?
He scared him off.
All right. Well, yeah, okay, Jerry. It's okay.
No,
you know what I mean, Jerry? Hey, Jerry.
I'm sorry.
I want to thank
my
you tonight.
I had my phone on mute while I was listening.
There he is.
And then when you called my name, I started talking on mute.
See, that's the world of manipulation being done by the damn phones. I told you they're going to get us. People
yeah, nigga,
don't believe.
I almost thought I wasn't here.
Yo, say hello to Jerry. Say hello to your buddy Legend. This is crazy.
Hey. How
hey,
are you?
World. I'm amazing. How are you guys?
I love that.
And say hello again to Aaron, because Aaron, you're still in the building. And I know you might want to do a rebuttal to what Aaron said, but at the same time, giving your proper English of what the hell you about to say, and probably a rebuttal to what Jerry just said, because we still got a lot of callers that want to get in. And I know we can't get the world in, but maybe we could go a little bit over time. Manipulation. Should we go out there?
Never that. No, that ain't going to happen. It's 11:30, so just speed it up.
All right, this is what we're going to do. Now, the topic is, why do individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we, as a people, strive to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? Did I speed it up fast enough for you? All right. Go ahead.
11:30.
Speak.
Now, how do we get rid of manipulation, huh? Well, I don't really think you can. It's part of human nature. It's like asking people to cut off their arm. There was manipulation. I was reading the Bible earlier. I'm not a Bible thumper, but if people are arguing online, and I was trying to check something. It's older. Satan was manipulating in the Bible. So how do we do better than him and not manipulation as humans? You can't. Part of our nature. The only thing you can do with nature is try to curtail it. And what your man said earlier about the Bible and trying to be better people, that's all you can ask for. You're never going to get rid of it.
Damn, you made that short and sweet.
It's surreal. One thing we always run in a wall when we go against human nature. You know, the happiest people in life, the most successful people are the ones who understand human nature. A lot of times when we're frustrated about issues is because guys are frustrated with women because they don't understand the nature of women. Women are frustrated by men because they don't understand the nature of men. So what do we try to do? We try to bend that nature to suit us. And it never works. It's like trying to put, it's like trying to shoo a storm away. You can't do it. What you do is you learn how to deal with it so that you can work around it. But you're, when you say, how do you stop people from, manipulation is like a hammer. On one hand, when you need a hammer, it's a great tool. But if you take a hammer and put it under your coat and go bust somebody over the head with it, it's a dangerous tool, but still a necessity. What you're asking, what you're asking people to do is to stop being humans. When in fact, the only thing you can do, like your homie said earlier, is try to teach kids to be better people so that they use manipulation. They understand what it is. Because I caught my nephew doing it to me. He does it. When he manipulates, just like I did when I was a kid. When he wants to do something, he knows I may say no. So what does the kid do? He goes to the other adult in the house that may say yes. Am I mad at him? No. But what I did was I called him out on it. Don't go to grandmom because you know that she's going to say yes. When 9 times out of 10, you come to me. You come to Uncle Legend. But when you peep the pattern, I say no to these things, so you ask your grandmother. I don't get mad. He's a kid. I did the same thing as a kid. But what we do is we point it out. But then it goes back to the fact that we all do it. Now, do you use it? It's like, do you use it for good or use it for bad? It's a hammer. That's all.
No, that was so very interesting that I had to shut up. I didn't have to take a spit. I just got quiet like I was in school being a kid. You know what I mean? I had a dust hat on, taking it. Now you be so bad they put you in a dust hat, you still try to take a peek around the course, you were looking at you. And every time the teacher look, you look at the teacher, always catch you, say, did not tell you, turn around. You get embarrassed like, another 5-10 minutes. Like,
no,
damn.
But it's a fun topic to bounce around because everybody's going to have very interesting input, but we're all trying to go to Broad Street. We just got a different way of going to Broad Street. But the lady who just spoke made really valid points also. None of us have an opposing argument. We're just all trying to get to Broad Street.
Yo, man, we about to go to track because we got a lot of callers that still, you know, want to get on, and we still got our other hosts, that special co-host, just like you are, Ms. Jan Williams, special co-host. This is Legend Noel. But you ain't even tell them how the hell they can follow who the hell you are. You forgot to do that, man. What was that about?
Well, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, it's very easy to find me. Legend like the car, Noel like Christmas, and it's a fun time from there.
What else, man? What the frick else you doing?
Who, moi? What else am I doing?
What else are you doing, and what else have you done? See, people, you don't know. This is a former and still present and coming back BET comedian. If you go on YouTube and just pull up Legend Noel, you see him at BET doing it, making people laugh. He's just being nice right now and like a subtile. You ever see a subtile? I don't even know why I use that word to fit this conversation, but it might have just squeezed right in.
Nah,
boy, I don't want to tell you at all about the damn studio. We in the studio right now, man. He's killing the game. He's doing songs. He got them coming out.
Well, I like to speak on my life.
My
crazy beautiful life. My life's an adventure.
Well, tell them about the album and all that too, so they know how to find that, man. Cause you being shy, like you on candy camera. You ever walk down the street, and you with an ugly girl, and you like, please, nobody come outside.
Well, like I said, my life.
And then they come out. They be like, they come out with a whole bunch of cameras. They, you're a candy cam. You're like, oh no, my life is over. And
well,
you know,
like,
she looked like a mud ball.
Look at my life as an adventure. I've experienced, and I am still doing my bucket list. My bucket. One of the things I wanted to be in life was a comedian. So I did that, and I still do that. I made it all the way to California, to Texas, to Virginia, to Florida. Did Comic View a couple times, but that's just one expression because a lot of times we pigeonhole ourselves. So I wanted to do comedy. I did comedy, and I made good money. I have made good money doing comedy. I always wanted to try my hand at music, and I hate when people say that because it always sounds like you don't really believe you could do it. But I always knew I could do music. So once I got some free time, I started rapping, and I started writing, and I started going to different producers getting dope-ass beats. And I brought Wild Ass Chill into the studio with me. So if you go on any music streaming platform, search Legend Noel, and you're gonna find some dope ass, music. And it's just so this is, like I said, my crazy beautiful life is just an amazing ride.
Shoot, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you rolled out with Michael Blackson, right? They don't know what happened with that. Well, you and Michael Blackson, how y'all know each other?
No, we started working at Domino's Pizza together back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When we was young boys. Mike was the assistant manager. I was the delivery driver. And we had mad fun delivering pizzas and being, just wilding out in Domino's Pizza. And Mike wanted to be a comedian. He was like one of the first guys in Philly to actually get on Comic View. So once he hit Comic View, and he did it before me, you know, we was cool. So we started rolling out together, back and forth to New York, you know what I'm saying, to Maryland, to Virginia, wherever he had shows at. In fact, what we laugh about, you know what I'm saying, is Mike was getting like $50 to $75 a show when we first started. It was crazy because when I talk to him now, he's making like $10,000 or better for doing a show. But we were there, so I know what it feels like. Where he was getting $75 a show and I was getting $25 a show. That's crazy when you think about it. It's like getting $25 to do a show, and he was getting $75. And the really funny thing about it is people would try to cheat us back then over $75. And Mike's not a fighter. Mike's a great guy. He's funny, but he's not a fighter. So a lot of times I would make sure we got paid. We did. I think it was. Yeah, it was real shit. It was like, I made sure we got paid. We did Rick Mahorn's back in the day, which was like over in Cherry Hill. It was a nightclub.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, yeah, so some guy decided to, you know, on one of the off nights to put together comedy shows. So Mike got booked. He hits me up. He's like, yo, Dave, we got a show, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how much are we getting paid? He's like, $25. $25. But you got to keep in mind, gas was like $1.29. The toll was like $2. So we shoot over there to do the show. They didn't have a stage. We were performing in the middle of the dance floor with a trash can beside us because the roof was leaking. And we did the show, you know what I'm saying? And we waiting around to get paid, and the boy who was supposed to pay us didn't want to pay us. So I'm sitting there with Mike. I'm like, you way too cool, nigga. I'm like, that $25 is going to pay my paycheck bill. I'm saying, you're going to give me my $25. So Mike sat there, like, you know what I'm saying? I went in the back, found the boy, talked to the boy, said some really encouraging words to this man, and he paid us. I came back out, and I was like, look, let's get in the car before we call his friends and we get our asses kicked. So we jumped back. He had a silver Ford Taurus back then. We jumped in the Taurus and peeled out back over to Philly, and that happened a couple times. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, Ledge, can you go get our money? I'll be right back.
Stupid as hell.
It was funny. It was good times, man. People don't understand, anything that you do in life is going to be tough in the beginning. What we make the mistake of, and why we always get discouraged, is when we see people doing something and doing it really good, people don't realize that anything and everything starts the same way. That's what I learned from my father. Anything and everything starts the same way. It always starts small. You're not good in the beginning. You have to stay the course and be willing to take the punches and just keep pushing. You got to take the stumbles. You got to take the falls. You got to take the punches. You got to keep pushing. I was there when everybody knows Kevin Hart. Kev started at the Laugh House on South Street. I was there when Kev started. Everybody thinks that Kev is the greatest comic in the world, and he is. He's one of the hottest comedians in the world. He's doing stadiums. I was there when Kev was struggling on stage, and it's not that Kev was bad, and it's not that Kev was good. It was that determination. I would think he's just called Kev's name wasn't Kevin Hart back then. He went by Little Kev the Bastard. This Kev was from North Philly, and he was like the littlest nigga in the club. But What was great about Kev didn't quit. If 20 comedians come into the club saying, I'm funny and I want to do this and I want to sign up for open mic night, 3 or 4 of them out of that 20 will stick with it. Most people will quit because it's hard. It's not like telling jokes to your friends. It's not like being on a block chilling. It is very difficult for most people to translate consistently their humor to a room full of people who do not know them. And it's discouraging because there's not a lot of money in the beginning. So you have to be willing to get punched in the face night after night and not make any money. So if you don't enjoy it and you don't have that third eye to be looking down the road, more than likely you're going to quit. Because you got people, and you can't knock people because people have real bills, they got kids, they got mortgages, they got cars, and there's no money. It's very little money. So you got to love it, and you got to love getting hit. But what happens is as you take those hits, and I'm going to tell you something that a lot of comics don't like to tell people, your anxiety, your fear of failure, all of that creeps in. That's why a lot of times, especially when people start doing comedy, your mind will trick you. It will tell you, I should get up and leave. And you know what I'm saying? I should get up and leave. I got five more comics before me. Why do I got to take this? It's very easy to say, fuck this, go get a job. Fuck this, go home, get with your, excuse me. Leave this behind, go get a job. Leave this behind, go hang out with your boys. Leave this behind, go hang out with your girl. Leave this behind, go sit on the couch and just watch TV. Willing to get up on that stage and be ridiculed. You know what I'm saying? For a comedian, it's hard to tell something and the whole room just be like, huh, whatever. You know, our people, be funny. Be funny. Tell a joke. And you just told a joke, but nobody laughed. What Kev did was he kept coming back. And even in the beginning, when he wasn't all that funny, he knew he could be funny, and he kept coming back. Blackson kept coming back. Chris Rock, anybody that you know that you see as good, they kept coming back. I guarantee you, when Chris Rock first went to a club, he was awkward, and he probably wasn't all that funny, but he kept coming back. And when you apply that same mindset to anything that you do in life, that's the road you have to travel. If you start a business and you're not making any money, you got to keep going. If you decide to be an MMA fighter, you're going to get beat up in the beginning. You're going to go to the gym. You may think you're tough. You may be tough in your neighborhood, but you're going to go to the gym. They're going to beat you up. Do you quit? Nope. You got to be willing to take the punches and keep going. And if you have it in you, you're gradually going to get better. You're gradually going to have successes. As a comedian, you gradually start to get more comfortable on stage. And as you get more comfortable, you start being able to translate what you have to the people because you start learning how to do what you're trying to do. When everybody sits at home and they watch Kevin Hart on television, he makes it look easy. Why? Because he's very skilled at what he does. He's very confident now. Because he took the punches. When you watch Michael Blackson, like, you motherfuckers or whatever the case may be, Mike used to tell the same jokes over and over again, and people only in the beginning sometimes used to laugh because of his accent. That's what they laughed at. The jokes weren't funny. You know what I'm saying? But he kept doing it. He kept doing it. And now Mike has built his character. He's very confident. Now he walks to the stage. His hand isn't sweaty. His hand isn't shaky. That's life. You know what I'm saying? When I talk to young people, when I talk to my nephew has his interpretations about the things he want to do. My nephew said to me, he was like, but you're strong. You ain't scared of nothing. That's the perception that he sees when I do things. And I had to explain to him, I'm like, listen, little man, it's not that your uncle isn't afraid of anything. It's that your uncle has been through enough that he realizes that that boogeyman you don't have to be afraid of. That's why when you got me that show, at that place that time, what did I told you? I said before you booked me, I was like, dude, I'm going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I said they're going to like me. And mm-hmm. You looking at me like, how you know? It's like because my confidence is there. I've taken the punches. The first time I did Comic View, Mike Epps was taping, and this was before anybody knew who Mike Epps was. Mike Epps was in the back pacing back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I think Bruce may have been host. No, I forget. What's the white boy? I always forget his name. He's funny dude. He's very cool. I think he was hosting. And I didn't know who Mike Epps was at the time because Mike wasn't nobody. You know what I'm saying? But I knew that he was hot in his town. It was like he was popular in his town. Mm-hmm. So people knew who he was, but he hadn't gotten his big break yet. So I seen Mike Epps, and he's walking back and forth, and he had his anxiety because probably he was thinking, this is my big shot. You know what I'm saying? When you go to BET and you're doing a live television, you're doing a television taping, it's a big deal because all of your performances have been in your hometown in front of small crowds, 50, 100 people, whatever. You're taping Comic View. You're in California. This is your opportunity, probably for the first time, and could be the last time if you bomb and you give up on yourself, but you're about to go in front of hundreds of thousands of people because they're going to broadcast it. And I see Mike Epps walking back and forth. And I was like, damn, that nigga nervous. You know what I mean? But when it was time, when they had that list and they're like, okay, Epps, two more people than you, the nigga perked up, and Mike went out there and he did his thing. You would have never known how nervous he was, but he went out there and he did his thing. Here we are years later, everybody loves Mike Epps. So I done seen people come from the bottom and go to the top. So when I be telling people, I'm like, if that's what you want to do, don't get me wrong, everybody's not going to be the top of the mountain. But if you work hard and you stay and you take the shots and you keep moving forward, you will get to a point where you're self-sustainable. If you have the talent, you'll get to the point where you can pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that you can hope for. Getting to the point of doing something that you like and being able to take care of your family. That is the goal. Whatever it is in life that you want to do, whether you're going to be a comedian, you want to be a mechanic, hell, you want to be the nigga who shovel everybody's the snow off everybody's front every year. As long as you can get to the point where you can take care of your family, everything else is extra.
Yo, man, I'm loving this show. Man, we got a track. We still got all these people to get on, and we got callers. Boy, I don't know if they're raising their hand, but goddamn it, they're going to raise their hand now. We got to meet about to come up next.
Yo, I'm not trying to take up everybody's time. You know what I mean?
Yo, don't worry about it. Listen, I can't wait to hear this show after the show's over so all the haters can get gators and walk the hell out. You know what I'm talking about? Eat a donut without a hole in it, people. And yo, brother up, drop that track.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah! Ha 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 ha! Son of a fuck! One, and in comes the two to the three and four. Then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyric on the top like a rug. Make it sound smooth and later make a dub. An NBA, well, brother, you can tell. I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm check you. Shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you will take through. Going like a gnat, don't be a pup. And I let it play cause dress is funky and I'm smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like a cheapy band. Drop the funk and do the mix so the face will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others say I'm bitchin'. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-D on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a course, so finish my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's a cup, Spanish not a buff. I think I'll let it play, cause stress ain't fucking up. Funky hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click. And with no rehearsals, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the veterans, I think that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close to the knowing. There's no stopping the docks when I am going. But in the event, someone would try to do this, stopping him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am faking, cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And people tell me this, that's why you gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just stop him. Continue with the rhyme and make sure I get mine with no static, cause it's older than SMG to get my nine. But lessons have been learned, now I get it all, I'm fun and let it play when the people say, Trey, oh, you're a fucky and I'm to the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all ten off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm picking the beat to give you something to rock to. That I'm not got to, not to look at the clock. You perceive, but can't believe you're being taken. Why be so cool, you start shaking and shivering, cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't been if you're a hell of a dancer. You try saying, but it just won't work, cause the beat is so rough. So tell me, tell it, don't be funky or not. Help of the Dr. Dre, kick it. Na-na-na. Let's get funky on the mix now, right? Let's get funky on the mix now, right? Let's get funky on the mix now, right? Let's get funky on the mix now. Hey, put it in the middle.
And drop it on the one, boy.
Don't call me right with grub in my mouth. I'm over here get manipulated with food. Like, you ever have food? You be like, and the food talk to you. You don't even care what the food is saying. You just be like, I got what I need, and my stomach is going to bleed, because I got exactly what I need. Have you ever been manipulated by food? By food? I didn't mean to say it. I said, have you ever been manipulated by food? My damn it, I meant to say by food. Food! Food will manipulate you. Because there's new food coming out. Y'all going to be manipulated. Y'all going to eat it. And y'all be like, yo, this is good. Now, remember, they made the other food by Burger King called the Miracle Burger. You don't know what the hell it is. Seaweed, I guess. I don't know. But soon, we're going to run out of food. That's when y'all going to start eating type of burgers. You're going to be like, damn, why does this bone look like that? Well, you just got sucked in. You eat each other. Welcome to America. Oh, they're going to manipulate us and be like, yeah, let a black person cook that one right there. They'll put some soul in that damn liver. You mean a real liver from a human being. Next thing you know, God done it, you might start eating the damn arms, peeling the skin off. I heard that's a daggone delicatessen. You know, for certain people from a different culture, from a different land in America, guarantee you that one. You know, I don't know, but this show tonight is so vicious that we still going to keep going. Welcome to 2-3, this is your true friend, Willa God. Dial that number 215, no, dial number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. If you press 1, you'll get on the air. But this topic right here, I told you again, I'll tell you now. Why do we use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we as a people strive to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? We have legend of Will in the building. We have Minister and Will's in the building. And now we got my homie. Oh, yeah. By the way, thank you, Amina, for paying that damn $10, $15, whatever it was, so I can get on this phone call tonight. Because y'all wouldn't have not heard me talking because the call sharing went out. If you got T-Mobile or Metro, You got to get call sharing minutes. 1,000 minutes for $10, y'all. Guarantee that one. But look, what we're going to do right now is let Amina talk to the world. So, Amina, can you tell these people who you are, what you're doing, where you came from, too? God damn it. Because we're about to do a masterclass together. You're about to kill their game. Welcome to Truth Down. It's Amina, y'all.
You can catch me on Instagram. Did I hurt your feelings? Cash App is It's Cold Only. And I'm a relationship critic. Masterclass is coming October 1st, 2022. And we will be having Legend as a comedian. This is my first class that I'm putting together to educate people on how to love correctly and wisely, along with Clever One. He's another host. So to the question.
Wait, first of all, say hi to Legend.
Hello, hey, everybody. I said hi early when we was on the phone. Hello, everybody.
You damn right.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead, girl.
So, first of all, when you talk about manipulation, you got to realize you have four kind of manipulations. It all depends on what category you fall in. The female early just named one of them. You have a target, which is the person is mainly a hustler. Well, so if you're a hustler and you're trying to get drugs or you're trying to get somebody to prostitute for you, that's your target. So you're going to go out to manipulate that person because that's your target. Then your second manipulation is about love. You know, you have females that manipulate men for sex. You know, you might say, well, listen, babe, you know, if you fry that chicken real good, when you get in, you know, I'm going to tear you up. It's another form of manipulation. Then you have abuse. That mainly comes from a man, I might be saying the wrong word, incorrectly, but a narcissist, they mainly are, that's a high power manipulator. And then you have friendship. You have a coworker. Listen, man, you drove all last week now, nigga, it's time for me to drive. So you got to find out what department that you fall in. And you have to realize anything inside the dictionary, we all have to tolerate. You can't get over it. In order to not be manipulated in a vulgar way or a way that's disrespectful, you have to be around people that are positive. So if you stay around people who are positive, the manipulation will not be negative. It only becomes negative because it depends on who you're hanging around. So what you be around is what you become. So anything in the dictionary, we all going to use, no matter what. And we all manipulate. We do it all the time. I do it all the time, especially if I'm trying to get a job positive. It's a positive and negative because I'm lying to the person, but I'm doing it for a good deed. You got people, you got men that can manipulate. Listen, if you come over, I'm going to get some weed. You know, you like to get high. We're going to chill. So you have all kind of cooking. Listen, babe, when you get home, I'll make you a favorite salad. You know, the one with the chicken on it and shrimp and all that. You know, so it just depends on what you're working with it. You know, what department you fall in. What department do you want to fall in? Because we all manipulate each other. And that's basically it.
Well, damn. Shoot, ain't it? Listen, everybody, this is also another fellow host of Sound City Radio. If you go to www.talkshoe.com and pull up Sound_City_Radio, you can pull up Amina Radio Show, and it's called I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. That girl crazy. But you're doing a masterclass coming up. Can you tell them about the masterclass real quick?
I'll repeat it again because I said it earlier. This masterclass is for people that which really kills me because people always say they don't need any help. So when a person say they don't need any help, you definitely need the help. Not unless your marriage or your relationship is blessed by God. So if your marriage is something that you chose, it's not blessed by God. So you definitely need to come out to this class because people kill me, grown men. I really want to gravitate to, I prefer to talk to young adults because once you get past 30, and you 40, you 50, you 60, it's going to be kind of hard to influence you to listen to what I'm saying because most people think they know it all. And that's why you don't. That's why you're in a relationship with a woman that you don't want. You're in a marriage that you're tolerating because people are brainwashed. You have been so brainwashed that this is the form of life. You're supposed to be miserable with a woman. You're supposed to have a nag because you was not taught. So the reason for this masterclass that I put together is because we need to be taught on how to love correctly. I sat down with Father God, you know. People think I'm holy and sanctified. No, I'm not holy and sanctified because you rub me the wrong way, I will come out my shell and get you. But what I had to realize is that you have to put God first. And when you put him, then everything else will fall in order. Because I was a fool. You know, men, you know, they don't know how to love. They follow visual from when they're at home. I was born in a family where my mother and father was married, and I was never taught on how to marry. Most men don't believe in marriage. It's because they don't believe in themselves. They don't know how to present a marriage. And in order to present a marriage the way you're supposed to, read the Bible. Go to Proverbs. It'll tell you what you be around is what you're supposed to have. And then and a lot of time, like I said earlier, when I had these conversations with Clever or either Till, most men, not all men, but most men don't even want to be in relationships. And that's what women don't understand, and that's why I have to teach this class, because most men get screwed into relationships. A lot of men don't even, if you're not Jewish or you're not born into a culture where marriage is mandatory, then you're just somewhere, you're just somebody with somebody for 15 years, 5 years. A lot of men and women are in long-term relationships, and you want to know why it's not working? Because you didn't go into it correctly. You have two type of relationships. You got one that you pick, and you got one that God grants. And so people realize that God is not granting your relationship, and you'll know when God grants your relationship because you won't look at that woman as a flesh to have sex with. See, that's how you know when you get your soulmate. Because even though you're visual, men are very visual. They're very sexually active. They have a high sex drive because of the visual. Women, they're learning how to be like men as far as sexual. That's why a lot of a woman can screw you and step off, and some men don't appreciate that. But you started it, so they finished it. But at the end of the day, the reason why a lot of men are losing in relationships is because they're not educated. I don't give a damn how old you are. If you're in a relationship and you're tolerating your wife or you're tolerating your person that you dating, you're not in a good relationship, but you're brainwashed to say, well, that's life. That's how it's supposed to be. You ain't going to find. No, you have to believe that you're going to get your correct significant other. You have to want. See, what I have to offer this class is to educate you on believing. See, a lot of men and women don't believe that they can get that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. It's because they don't believe. It's how you start off. It's all about how you start off. If you start smoking weed every day, You'll smoke weed until you die, until you change your mindset. In order for you to get the correct individual, you have to change your mindset. This class that I'm presenting is not, I'm not telling you when you come here, because I'm doing virtual. My event is on Eventbrite. Tickets go on sale August 1st, $29.95 or virtual. If you come in person, it's $49.95. It will be entertained. You have, like I said, we have Legend, Finger Foods, 3 to 4 speakers, and a singer. So this masterclass is not it's a love atmosphere. It's not a class where you need an ink pen. You need a brain. You need a brain, and you need to be educated and don't be offended, because I'm definitely going to offend you. Because the things that I'm going to explain to these men and women about what a man – see, I'm not a man, but I know how men think because I've been around a lot of men. When people say, how am I educated of my experience? Because I've had my feelings hurt to a point where I – if I wasn't strong-minded, I could have been lost, and I could have been bitter like most men and women, because a lot of times the reason why men and women don't want to be in relationships because they're bitter, and that's your fault. You can't get mad because you date the same type of man with different names. You count yourself out. When you say, oh, I don't want no, you know, I don't want no woman, I don't want no man, I'm just cool by myself, you're a liar. What it is, you're scorned, you're damaged mentally, and you're blaming these other people that might try to get you. You're mad at yourself because you got caught up. See, a lot of people are selfish in relationships. You already know that you're not supposed to date this individual, and you go in dating anyway. So then you get mad at yourself, or you go to the barbershop, or you sit and tell, oh, man, you know, that BLTCH or whatever. No, man. You pick that. Well, every time I meet a woman, she all the same. It's your energy. See, one thing, the moment you lay down, the moment you lay down with fleas, they're going to follow you. All you got to do is look at your women. That's why men and women have the same conversation, and men say it all the time. All women are alike. No, baby. Look at the women you lay down. The moment you lay down with a bum, see, people don't understand about soul ties. It's an energy that captivates to your penis.
Yeah, real talk, real and talk.
And to your body. And men don't understand it. They think that it's like a fly. You know, you got flies that's irritating you, flying around you all the time. Oh, come on, get that fly out of here. No, the reason why the fly is flying around you is because your energy. You're drawing flies. You're drawing bum behind females. And then you get mad at these women, and these women get mad at these men, but you're making these choices. So what you got to do is bring your ass out here October the 1st, 2022. Let me give you 17 ingredients, a formula. It's just like losing weight. If you don't follow this formula that I have to offer you, then you won't find it. And you want it. This is for people that want to be in love. Now, if you don't want to be in love and you want to go out there and stay at the drama and, you know, do what you've been doing, then don't even waste your time on my virtual. Don't even be newsy. Keep what you're doing. But if you really want to say, hey, you know what, let me hear what she's saying. I want to be educated. Like, I am tired of meeting the same woman, or how can I get out the marriage I am, or whatever. The moment you have sex before you become married, that's when the drama starts. But in order to correct that, you have to apologize to God and say, Father God, I do apologize. I rebuke the name of Jesus. Please help me and this woman get together and make this relationship better and marry. A lot of you men and women, you do 5 years together, play house, and then you have all these women and all these different kids and babies, and you play a house. You got the keys to the top lock, to the bottom lock. You got the key to the car, but you don't have one marriage license. But you want to know why your marriage not working right. So October the 1st, 2022, virtual tickets is on Eventbrite, $29.95, and I guarantee you will definitely enjoy yourself.
Shoot, I already know they're going to enjoy themselves because I'm going to be hosting that damn event. Can you imagine me free and DJing? It's like a popsicle dying. It's just like, I'm now thinking about me. But I understand what you're saying, though, because a lot of men, we fall in love with the poom-poom. Soon we, especially if it's right and tight. Shoot, if it's beat up, you know, you're like, yo, you can have it. No, I don't want it. You can't have it. It's too, never mind. But, I gotta stop it. Hey, we're going to do something crazy real quick because we still got Miss Transparency in the building, Clever One in the building, and all these other callers in the building, but we got a caller right now. They want to come in. Yo, dial that number 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on air. Welcome to Terra. Who am I speaking to now? Because you're here with Amina, legend of God, not anybody else.
Man, will of God, yeah. You know what? That caller already hung up. So, you know, but Amina was talking some real stuff, so it is what it is. So we need Amina to talk. So we'll go to the track, and then we're going to bring on, of course, Miss Transparency and Clef One,
well,
and get on out of here, y'all. So let's go to
we
the
still got millions of people. We got millions of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, well, there's no one, there's no one right now had their
listening.
Hands up. Please
some
press one if you want to talk to
one
of God. And my for now, y'all. And then here we go. Here
check
we go.
This out. We've come to the last and final record. This is Dr. Dre in full effect, and we're going to kick it off a little something like this. We got my Mellow Yellow Boy on the drum. We got Stan, the guitar man, dropping the rhythm. We got L.A. Dre on the keyboard. And I want the whole posse in this motherfucker to rock on this funky-ass beat we finna drop, all right? So Ice Cube, you the early bird on this motherfucker. Run it.
Picture a nigga that's raw. Amplify his ass, and what you see is what's saw. Motherfuckers out slaughter, blow him out the water. Word to me. Fuck the father, my man is deadly as a pin in a hand grenade. 5 seconds before you get played, you can't throw me. I'll get you a blow up. Ever see a sucker scattered and make you throw up? Then I take advantage, you can't manage to get up. All you can do is sit up, I get lit up. Hit up Ice Cube, tear shit up like a dude you can bet on. Collide like a head-on collision. Stutter stepping is an incision. of a nigga saying exactly what I vision. Because I'm gone, you think I left you all, but I stand your ass like cholesterol. When I blast, I'm solid as Alcatraz. And if you escape, you better swim fast, cause I'll catch up physically and mentally. And the capital punishment's the penalty. Sit in the electric chair, grab a horn, pull the switch, your body twitch, your eyes explode out your skull. Cause being dope on the flow is a N-O. Niggas didn't know that I can go off and show off to throw off the law. Turn, take 10 spaces and draw. What's left is a motherfucker dead in the alley. Ice Cube is the shit on the grand finale. Yeah, yeah, that was funky, but now we need the motherfucking ruthless villain to speak. So kick it. The grand finale, yo, it's my turn to bust. Don't let weak motherfuckers turn to dust. If you're weak, it ain't your fault. Just take a kick in the ass and get turned into a pillow of salt. And niggas that bite me just to taste me. I make the punk motherfuckers buckle up for safety. And those that don't, they caught from the flash. And shoot like a bitch when he's caught in a whiplash. Giving a pain cause I'm urgent. Rearrange the motherfucking face like a surgeon. And ain't no excuse for the torture delivering. Just thinking I'm getting you, I can tell that you're gibbering. Lyrics label with an accent out of G. I said fuck the police joke, so not after me. I'm running by the law, so I stay low. Representing the pimp, my bitches making my dope. In a different stage, I must have went on a rampage. Me and the doc are always hitting the front page for one. Feeling it stepping up to the shelf, and when I enter the party, niggas shit on themselves, man, for what? Maybe cause I'm red. And when they clean up the shit, yo, they do it again, so fuck it. Sit back cool and relax while easy. Bust is a fact, kicking the grand for now. Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Easy motherfucking ease in the house doing damage.
They made it easy for me to come off like the enforcer. Mass murdering motherfuckers in the course of an everyday situation where I was fucked by. Fuck a car, I do a motherfucking walk by. Easy E and the DO to the CN. Run house and yo, there be no disagreeing. Cause if there is some, you're feeling staticky. Then I'm arrested.
For what?
Assault battery, never outdone. Only outdoing. Loving the bitches and leave the hoes boo-hooing. Why? Cause they're addicted. To them addicted. The pleasure of pain, the wing ding inflicted.
Yeah.
They never forget what's done in bed by Easy. The name of a cop and hardhead. Cool, but local like Loke never broke. Cause it pays to be ruthless. This is why I do this. I don't give a fuck about fame. I'd rather deal with a number than a motherfucking name.
Word.
Give me paid and then rap. Cause all the other bullshit without money ain't jack. Easy, but not that easy to deal with. Especially if you're popping bullshit to E-A-Z-Y into the E. Expressing the thoughts on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, that shit was funky. Last but not least is the motherfucking D.O.C. This is your album, so that means you definitely gotta get funky. So run it.
Swinging, singing, a brand new rap on a rhythm. Concocted by my homie in the back end. If it makes you giggle, it must be kinda funny, but to me it's kinda cool.
Tell him why.
I'm making money, tripping up the man with the swift hand movement. Proving if you're grooving, then it's cool when he be doing it. Taking a second for me to blow your mind, cause I'm the diggy diggy doc, and I would've been down with rock, but I was smart. The D.O.C. is the in the formula. It's rough, I mean it's funky enough for me, and you can't ever listen. Nothing ever listen. D-O-N-T-M-O-V-E-O without permission. From the D-O to the C, I'm just better than the normal man. And I'll be damn if a sucker can ever complete with the elite. Much less beat, it's like dancing with two left feet. Never found when the doc is in the room. Or I'ma send your ass right to the temple of doom. I got wrong when I came to Cali. Now I'm with N.W.A. on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, yeah, that shit was stupid, Jeff. But right about now, we gotta send a shout out to everybody that helped put this motherfucking project together.
And word, word of mouth. Peace is dedicated to the homeboy Eazy-E.
Ice Cube,
MC Ren,
DJ Yella,
and these are all the homies from the gang in WA, you know what I'm saying?
L.A. Trey,
Stan the Guitar Man,
Jonathan,
Michelle A,
DJ Speed,
my homeboys Yomo and Marky,
the super dope manager Jerry Heller, and of course the rest of the Ruthless and Comptown Posse.
Word them up!
Bro, you got to understand, y'all. What's up? Welcome to Tooth Arrow. With your true friend, Will of God, we are back. Did you hear what Amina, she said what Thompson said, y'all? Whoa, and the manipulation keeps going on. See, y'all don't even understand, man. Some people know how to manipulate you in ways you never even thought of. You don't even know it's coming. It's like three-car Molly. You know what I'm saying? Like, psh, what? Gotcha. But before we keep going, dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. This is Tooth Arrow with your true friend, Will of God, and I love my kids. Yeah, what's up, Royal Ray? What's up, man? What's up, Daryl J? Ew. I love you, too. But, Amina, can you tell them how they can follow you? Because I know you're doing your thing. Because she say what on YouTube?
What the hell? How could they find you with your bubble gum? What you do with the cosmetics before we get to the next person?
Bubblegum Me. My website is bubblegumme with two E's .com. So hair product, lip gloss, and hair product for men. If you're thinning, your beard needs moisture, or it's dry, razor bumps, you can go on my website. It's called bubblegumme with two E's .com.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, guess what? This is what we're going to do, man, because until we get another call in the press one, we're going to keep it funky. We still got Craig one in the building, too. So I got another person in the building. And you know, hey, y'all, she's a brand new host for Sound City Radio. She made her first premiere. Hey, Miss Transparency, are you in the building? Welcome to Two Thirds by True Fan Will of God.
Hey everybody, Miss Transparency. I think I'm gonna speak on, because like I said, me being a little younger than that or whatever. I know you made the statement of manipulation when it comes to you, and even speaking as far as the millennium.
Wait a minute now, before you go in on it, right? Can you tell them you're following, how they could follow you, and all that good old stuff?
Oh, okay. All right, my real name is Janisha underscore Peterson, or Janisha Peterson, Janisha Love Peterson, or something like that. You can follow me on Animal Prosthetics for Facebook. My name is Janisha underscore Peterson. You can follow me there if you want to add me as personal, whatever it is, contact me. With me, whatever it is. Like I said, I am also a minister, but like I said, I always post my stuff as far as my pastor, any scriptures or whatever it is. So yeah, you can follow me on there if you want to. And yeah, that's it.
Well, the topic is so crazy that we're killing them with, and I know you did. You was shy as hell, but you got through it. Your first premiere show called The Floor Is Yours on Sound City Radio. So if you go to www.talkshoe.com, people, and put up Sound underscore City underscore Radio and look down, you'll see The Floor Is Yours, and you'll see her. My name is Miss Transparency. But the topic tonight, and everybody who just tuned in, damn it, you don't even know. Well, welcome to the show. The topic is, why do individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we as a people try to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? See, I had to give it to y'all like that because some of y'all didn't understand the damn conversation that was been said earlier. Figure it out now. So go ahead, Ms. Transparency, because we running out of time. Kill them.
Okay. I want us to first off piggyback off of everybody saying it's something as far as the when it came to it starting from home. I'm talking about that so true. It's not even funny. Not only that, yes, all of us, we have a form of manipulation without doing it purposely. Some do because they want to, but majority of us, it's like, it's not constantly something that's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna manipulate them today. So let me just set my day up to make sure that I can manipulate somebody. So now going as far as, like I said, I love to speak on my own behalf of things that, my phone cut off, as far as the things that I've personally been through. And as far as, like I said, as far as the youth. Like I said, I'm not pointing no fingers or anything like that. I'm seeing two people that it's just like, wow, that was so amazing to me in so many different ways. I have my grandmother who, her main thing, her statement was always, use what you can get what you want. Do you see what you look like? Use what you have to get what you want. But I heard about that from since I was a youth. And I was so confused, like, wait, what? Girl, you didn't hear what I said? Use what you got to get what you want. That body, ooh, you know how many people you can get. Do you know what you look like? It was like something embedded in me from adolescence. And it's just like now talking about with the youth from nowadays. Like how, my Jesus, I forget her name, but I'm like, I'm so admired by her. And also, also Amina, where they use the statement of, it does start from home. it really truly starts from home. Where, you know, it's like a lot of times I heard my child tell me some time ago, Mommy, I'm not going to say the name, such and such, she's so manipulative. And I was like, huh? And she said, she's just so manipulative. And now that I'm getting older, I'm realizing that. And I was just like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, going back to, like I said, the two people that's mainly in my life, between my grandmother and then now we have my Nana, who, I mean, like I said, to me, my Nana was the idol of the theme of how you should be spiritually, as far as what you should do, as far as when it comes to a marriage or, like, just everything, like, everything. Like, I still adore her so much. I still look up to her, but it's just like, wow. That's what you should do as a woman when it comes to, like I said, husbands, when it comes to, you know, how you should carry yourself, how you should be, or at least try to portray yourself or whatever it is. And it's just, like I said, all of it still does come under the statement of manipulation. And how Amina stated, there's different types of manipulation. There's so many different types of manipulation, and, you know, constantly not thinking about it, but it's just like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. If I do the right thing, I'm not going to get me a husband. And, like, just say craziness of, I know what means to do in order to give me a boyfriend versus a husband. Otherwise, my grandmother versus my nana. My nana prepared me for a future. When my grandmother used to prepare me for the moments of the now. And like I said, taking it back to how now, with, as far as youth are concerned, once again, I would say, with social media and the things that they have to do to, you know, look up to, the people they have to look up to in the industry and everything, and it's just like, it's sad to see how it works, but it's just like manipulation is such a crazy. It can be a good or bad. And it's just
Well, yo, because I know we got to get Clever One in, and by God, but I want to hear some more stuff, but I got to hear Clever Two. And I know the time is running like the zoo, because lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. I'm being texted like I'm Kunta Kinte's kid. Hurry up! Hurry the hell up! You all know! I'm a gotcha. I'm like, oh, shoot, here comes Golden Grahams. Oh, them Golden Grahams. No, I'm sorry, people. But can you give him your following real quick? Because I want to bring in Clever One so he can be like, surprise, surprise, surprise. What happened to Paul Brothers? Killing the game. I'm down, Dane. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, you can follow me on Facebook at Janisha Peterson. My name is spelled J-A-H. And like Nancy, E-S-H-A, last name Peterson, which is P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. Like I said, that's my Facebook. And also, like, my Instagram is the same. Or Loving Janisha, either or for my Instagram. You'll be able to find me. But I'm going to keep quiet. Go ahead, Clever One. And, you know, y'all can speak or whatever. But.
Well, no, say hello to Mina real quick before we bring on Clev. Because y'all can stay on when Clev goes on, because he know both of y'all from Sound City. So you know how we rock.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mina. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. And hi, Minister, once again. But go ahead.
So this is what we're going to do, people. We're going to speed on before we get peed on. You know what I'm talking about? I know y'all listening to the conversation. I know y'all getting it. I know we're going to play this later on. I know I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and play this in the damn bus, when I'm on the bike, when I'm walking down the street, on the Bluetooth damn radio. I don't care if y'all don't like me or not. Matter of fact, I'm going to stare at you right now in your face. Hey, how you doing? It's me. What's up? Now, that's me doing that with the simultaneous of me doing it, playing it back as last time I played it. You know what I'm talking about? I did that too. But welcome to Truth Town. This is my boy Clever One. You in the building, yo, Clever.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the all WBNN, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to True Feral, giving it up. DJ Chill, giving it up. You know what I'm saying? My homegirl Amina, you know what I'm saying? I see you on October 1st. You know what I'm saying? Giving it up. But, L.O., Miss Transparency, yo, welcome, baby doll. You know what I'm saying? And Brother O, killing it with the formula and all that. You know what I'm saying? D.O.C., man. You know what I'm saying? Old school.
Yo, man, this is a crazy night, man. And if people don't even know, right, I went on 94.1.
Hold on, but listen.
Shout out to Andrew Cataldi. Hold up, I got you. Shout out to Andrew Cataldi. I went on WIP. And yo, y'all, I did something crazy. They were talking about the Eagles just signed a deal with WrestleMania. So I did a freestyle, did it. Now Andrew Cataldi asked me to come back next week, which is the week coming up, and write my material to re-audition for me to be in the middle of the damn stage and getting everybody hype at WrestleMania. So you can imagine what I'm going to do. So I'm going to tell y'all what my name going to be. My name going to be Will of God. My other name, DJ Chill, so I'm going to have the whole fan talking about Chill, telling me to chill out, like Chill. But the word I'm going to go by, so y'all know it first, I'm going to be called Mr. Spontaneous. So everything I do will be spontaneous. It'll be classic. That means nobody can adapt. Nobody can try to get me because I'm going to be spontaneously killing the game. After I kill the game, I'm going to destroy the game. And then I'm going to walk away. But go ahead, Clef. Finish talking.
Now that we got that established, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to elaborate on the subject at hand, you know, as far as manipulation is concerned.
Why does individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we as a people start to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress?
Okay, brother. What, am I allowed to speak now?
Oh, you damn right. I'm muting my phone. Ding dong.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so what I wanted to do was elaborate on this real quick, you know what I'm saying, and we can zip it. You know, as far as manipulation is concerned, you know what I'm saying, we already know the negative as far as this characteristic in which we should not have as human beings, you know what I'm saying? However, there is a positive side of manipulation, and what we need to take a glimpse of that as well, because manipulation, the word in which it entails, of course, is we know the action. However, it can be positive manipulation, in which I'll give you an example of, for instance, an individual, we out in the club, you know what I'm saying? It's me and the boys, we out here. One of my boys getting scuddy drunk, you know what I'm saying? Boom. I might have to manipulate the situation and say to him, yo, listen, I left something in the car real quick, you know what I'm saying? Let me see the keys real fast, knowing he's scuddy. You know what I mean? So, boom, once I got the keys from him, So once it's time to bounce, guess who not driving? Him, because I had to manipulate to get the keys. You know what I'm saying? Boom. So now we can progress and go be successful in life. You know what I'm saying? For the next day. You know what I mean? And forth for so on. Or let's take this, for instance. I might have to tell an individual who I know need a job. He know he need a job. You know what I'm saying? You know economics is real out here. So we need money out here. We need some currency. So, boom, I might say to him, I see him every day. He's standing in the deli or he's standing in front of the store, in front of Poppy's or wherever he at. You know what I'm saying? I say, yo, what's up? He said, yo, Club One, what's good, man? What's up with you, man? Yo, you know what I mean? Damn, man, what's up, man? Let me hold something. Whatever. I say, yo, listen, check this out. I ain't got nothing for you right now, but listen, meet me at my job. You know what I'm saying? At such and such a clock a little later on. You know what I'm saying? And then I got you. Boom. Get him down there. Boom. Say, yo, come on in the office real quick. Get him in the office, introducing to someone in which that's going to get do some paperwork for him and hiring. He ain't know that, but I got him a job. I got that way how I got him down there, because he thought he was going to get some money from me. You know what I'm saying? But I gave him any more better. Now you got your own money. You know what I'm saying? Not jealous, man. You feel what I'm saying? So now, this is how we flip it, folks. Everything has two sides to a coin, and it's a solution for everything. You know what I'm saying? And people, how you succeed in life, put the evil down. You know what you ain't supposed to be doing out here, and stop fronting like you ain't doing it, and then be wondering why your blessings ain't coming your way. You know what I'm saying? So boom, I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Bull Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? We out here to take back the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? Check your satellites.
Wow. I really thought that this was a very interesting show tonight. Will of God, a.k.a. DJ Chill, to your guest, Brother Noel. I really enjoyed you, Noel. Everything you said was really awesome. I really enjoyed you. Amina, your mentioning of relationships, a lot of people definitely don't know what it is. And a lot of people are definitely just stuck in relationships that they don't want. And so the things that you said were pretty much on point as well. Although people cannot learn to fall in love. Either you're going to be in love or you're not. It's not something that you can be trained to do. You can be trained and learn how to love. But to be in love, that's strictly from the heart and the emotion and a feeling. And we can't learn that feeling. Clever, I always love to hear you speak. And Will of God, you're still crazy as ever, 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 ever. So manipulating, can time be manipulated? You know, a lot of people try to manipulate time. And we don't have enough time in the hours of a day. We don't have enough days in a week. We don't even have enough weeks in a month or enough months in a year, because time goes by so fast in life, and each year goes by quicker and quicker and quicker. Just like our WBNN programming shows, the time goes by so fast. And can we manipulate that time? Well, we can stipulate a time for our guests to each have a certain amount of time to speak, so that they will be able to not only stipulate what they're trying to say, but to articulate it as well. So time manipulation is something that we all need to try to have, especially in one day, 24 hours in a day. We don't have enough daylight hours to get things done that we want to get done, but we can still manipulate our sense of time, our timing and how we plan our days, how we plan our weeks, how we plan our months, and how we plan our year. I am Commissioner Chinchilla Jonesia, and wow, all I can say is wow tonight, Brother Will. I did enjoy your show. Tune in Sunday night for News Forum right here on WBNN, where I am the anchor and host, 9:30 p.m. I'm going to have special guests, two females. One is a professor, and she is also a lawyer, talking about wrongful convictions in women, and we will be discussing Roe versus Wade again, and also another lady that is running for judge, and she is also an attorney. So we're going to speak with them, and of course, Caroline Turner will be joining us, and Pastor Francetta Mays of the NAACP. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time and Oladela Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi at my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe, Milewe Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J. And before I say goodnight, I just want to also make mention really quickly. Brother Will, you mentioned about shared minutes for people that have Metro and T-Mobile and some of the phone carriers to tune into our programming. However, if you have any of those carriers, all you have to do is download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, select the phone number, and then guess what? You'll be able to tune into all our WBNN programmings free of charge without having to pay for extra shared minutes on your cell phone. All right? And that announcement is made every program before each program airs, and it's also on Facebook with a promo and a PSA about it. Again, text now. The text now app, download it, select a phone number, and guess what? You can call in every night to every show. We do broadcast live Monday through Friday, Sunday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. All right? So don't forget to download that app. Now, I am going to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, back to my friend, WBNN charter broadcaster, Will of God.
What's up, Chinchilla? God darn it. Yo, that's another fellow host from Sound City Radio. That's Chinchilla. She be doing mic tests. Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. It's crazy. But, yo, y'all listen to the show, man. It's Ngozi time, and we kill it. But I got to do something raw. I got Antonia Bass in the building. Say something real quick. Hi to the people, young lady.
Hi,